And you are listening to KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's 9 a.m. Friday morning, which means it is once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to get y'all in an excellent Friday state of mind right now. This is the January Lanterns.
The northern light, never seen them, but I hear their cry. I would build you a castle, dear, even if it took 10,000 years. Whisk me away, sweet memories of old. Bring me closer to her.
That's the way I like to start my Friday mornings off. Welcome to the program, everybody. It is Open Mic Radio, Friday, December the 6th, 2019. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and bands, live in-studio performances, and a rundown of weekly musical events around the area. My name is Mike Hagan. It's good to be with you all here. Glad you're here with me. Hello, everyone out there. Welcome to the show. All right, blustery winter morning out there, but not too bad. I don't know about the rest of the weekend, but we'll take it one day at a time, you know? So enjoy the day. Either way, I got a great show in store for you this morning. I am delighted to have with me in the studio the January Lanterns. We'll talk with them and learn a little bit about the band, and they're going to play some songs for us, and we're going to have some fun like we always do every Friday here on Open Mic Radio. We'll also do a rundown of some of the things that are happening around town tonight. It is First Friday, so there's always a lot of things happening around Columbia on Fridays in general, but certainly on First Friday, there's a lot to do. So get out there and have some fun. Now, we are at 915 East Broadway, and as I say every Friday, you're welcome to swing by and say hello if you like. The doors are open, both in the alley and in the front, and poke your head in here and say hello to me and my friends in the studio with me, okay? All right, before we get too busy, let's say thanks to Mason Van Gost for coming down last week. I've been wanting to get Van Gost down here for quite some time, and we pulled it off last week. He is a real talent. I don't know if you're familiar, but a skilled musician and a writer, and the man can spit out some rhymes, that's for sure. So excellent show last weekend, also at the Voodoo Lounge in Kansas City. They're at Harrah's Casino. Awesome bunch of artists down there, paying a little tribute to Steady P. And if you've been around the Columbia music scene for a while, you'll know that he's one of the grandfathers of hip-hop around here. So anyway, great work from Mason Van Gost, and I look forward to more from him. Check him out if you get the chance, all right? Okay, let's see if we can get our guests here to play another song for us, and then we'll come back and we will chat with the January Lanterns. It's Mike, and this is Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia, 89.5 FM, on the dial, of course, and we're streaming all across this pretty blue planet at www.kopn.org. All right, what are you two going to play for us?
Yeah, we're going to play another song called Lantern of Love.
It's kind of one of our staples. It has our name in it. Lantern of Love.
Yeah. I have at least one song with a band name in it.
Yeah,
half
that's
your band
right.
name.
All right, let's do it. Once again, this is the January Lanterns.
Selfishness down, you pity the poor to no end. My worries and my fears run away like a child. That lantern of love, bring it in, oh. Bring that lantern closer, my selfishness down, you pity the poor to no end. My worries and my fears run away like a child. That lantern of love, bring bring it in.
Very, very nice.
Thanks,
all right. Okay. So let's say good morning. My guests in the studio with me today are the January Lanterns. And welcome to the program to them and everybody listening. It is Open Mic Radio. And I'm thrilled to have you two down with me this morning. How are you doing?
Good.
Doing really good.
Thanks for having us.
You bet. Glad to be here.
We've loved following along over the last couple months with you and just kind of seeing what you're doing.
Well, we try to do our best here. We've had a lot of great artists in over the last, certainly in 2019. So I've been thrilled. And it's a great way to kind of close out the year. We've got a couple more to go, and I'm certainly thrilled to have you two here. All right. So let's start with a little bit about the two of you. Background, where are you from? First, let's start and tell the people that we're with the January Lanterns, and it's Kristen and Andrew Camp.
Yep.
Camp with a K or Camp with a C?
C,
just like you're going camping.
Okay.
Yep. Going camping.
All right. So, Kristen, first, where are you from?
I was born in Nebraska, but then moved here. So, I'm pretty much from here.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Grew up here, went to Rockbridge.
Is that right?
Yep. So, this is my hometown.
Yeah. All right. All right. What about you, Andrew?
Yeah. So, I grew up in California. Probably till I was California, the state, not the small
not California,
city.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a California in every state.
You have
state.
To clarify that.
Yeah. So I grew up in San Diego till I was about 12.
Nice city.
Yeah. I was there till I was about 12 and then moved here. I thought Missouri was near one of the Great Lakes when I was 12. I had no idea where
Fly
I was going.
Flyover country.
Right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, now I'm here. Grew up in Columbia after that and went to Rockbridge. Chris and I went to high school together.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So were you, your husband and wife team, we should tell people.
Yep. Yes.
And is it a long thing? Were you high school?
High school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts. Yep. Well, I had to ask Kristen out three total times for to finally
I had to make
girlfriend.
Sure he was serious.
Third time's a charm.
After three times, it's like, he might be serious.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. And okay. So let's talk a little bit about musical background. Music in families, brothers, sisters, moms, dads, or just kind of picked it up on your own?
Kind of both sides.
Yeah.
My mom did music in college and was a singer, and her parents were really musical. And
His grandpa plays the organ.
Yeah. My grandpa plays the organ. And,
cool.
And Kristen's side is...
And my family is so musical. We would, when my grandparents would come to town, we put on musicals for them that, you know, my mom would have a whole backdrop ready to go and all of us would have a song.
Right.
I grew up very musical family, always singing my grandparents. Really musical. I took voice lessons for pretty much my whole... life up until recently.
Are you in the theater as well?
That's kind of where we met at Rockbridge, in the theater program or show choir. But I'm not anymore. I would rather kind of do this, but you know, if you came into my living room, you would assume that I was in the theater because
interesting.
My kids and I all have a lot of fun.
Well, the woman who does the program after this, her name is Diana Moxon, and she does a show called Speaking of the Arts, and it's typically about the arts in general, but she covers a lot of theater, and there's some wonderful theater here in Columbia, actually.
Yes, we just went and saw Hairspray.
Oh,
one of my best friends had the lead, and that was wonderful.
That's
so, yeah,
great.
You're right. There really is.
Yeah, so there's a place called Talking Horse, I think, is one of my favorites around town or whatever. And actually, there's a woman coming in at 10 named Monica Palmer who'll be sitting in for Diana today, and she's a wonderful actress and a really cool lady. So anyway, all right, cool. So back to music, though. You two got to know each other in high school, clearly. When did you decide that you were going to start to perform some music together?
In high school, we did talent shows together. Back when we were just friends, mm-hmm. We would still sing together and do duets together a lot. Yeah.
Give people an idea of the time frame. Was that last year or 10 years ago? Or
15 years ago.
Yeah. We're 30.
30 now.
So, yeah, okay. That was a while ago. All and right. So we've been singing together for 15 years.
Wow. Well, you can tell because you guys have a wonderful harmony together.
Oh,
and
thank you.
That takes a long time to do. Yeah. I don't think people realize, people who aren't particularly musically inclined, don't realize how hard harmony is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in fact, it's interesting. You need to have both people that understand how to do it because a lot of times if somebody's harmonizing, it'll throw the other person off and then they can't keep the tune any longer.
Yeah. Well, it's who's really carrying the song? Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew actually taught me how to harmonize. I knew how to read music and be an alto in choir, but I didn't know how to harmonize like I do now. And so Andrew really taught me. He would say, just try it. And I'd be like, no, I'm going to mess it up. So I wouldn't even try, but he's the one that encouraged me to really go for harmonies and try. And
well,
so,
I'm sure glad you did. You guys have a lovely sound together, and I think that's a big part of it, is that those harmonies are just beautiful. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, okay. Let's talk a little bit about songwriting. Mm-hmm. Well, what about, Andrew, we haven't talked to you about your musical training very much.
Yeah. So it was kind of in the family, and then we did, you know, Chris and I did music in high school, and then decided to go get my vocal degree at Mizzou here in town. And so I did that.
So both of you are sort of primarily vocalists before the
actually, you learned how to
instrument side?
Or? Yeah, I learned drums first when I was like 13, 14. And then I played in a Nirvana cover band, like when I'm 13.
There you go.
Yeah, so he's been in bands his whole life.
Okay.
And he learned how to play the guitar on YouTube, right?
Pretty much.
Just kind of.
Yeah,
on his own.
Long time ago. Yeah, when I was
it's amazing
14,
you can
15.
Do that now, though.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I've got a younger son who's 13, and he's learning how to play the guitar right now. And we use some YouTube lesson instructions that are super good. They're great.
Yeah.
Yep.
You know?
That's all you need.
Yeah. Very cool. All right. Multi-instrumentalist or primarily guitar?
I mean, mainly guitar.
You
I
play can, the drums a little bit, apparently.
I can play drums and like some bass and
piano.
Some piano a little bit. I would say that guitar is like my main thing I feel most comfortable in.
Okay. Before we do another song, let's talk about songs and songwriting. Do you write songs together, or do you kind of one of you come up with something and the other one adds it, or do you just kind of wing it, see what happens?
I think every song is a little different. I think usually I'll do probably 80% maybe of a song, and then kind of I'll present it to the boss, the CEO of the band, and ask and, you know, see what she thinks and, you know, and see if, it, and, you know, a lot of times it's like, hey, I wrote this line. Will you sing it? Like, we'll kind of go back and forth on certain songs where she's singing a verse. Maybe I sing a verse, but maybe I wrote it for her to, like, it's from her point of view. Maybe sometimes she writes stuff.
It's really been different throughout our so in the beginning we could not songwrite at all, so we have only become the January Lanterns 2 years ago, but we've been singing together for a really long time. We sang in a worship
and to sing
team.
Other people's songs is what
we actually sang worship music a lot. Andrew was employed at a local church, but we have since kind of gone away from that, and so now this has been kind of a really cool thing for us to be able to write our own music and experience life through that.
No rules.
Yeah. So, but in those moments of worship music, we would fight and fight and fight. We could not write a song. I mean, for the life
no
of us. And so our marriage kind of tanked, and we started spending a lot of time together to try to help us stay afloat, and songwriting fell into the category of just spending time together. And so that was the first time that songwriting really clicked for us.
Wow. What a cool story.
Yeah. Our
very first song that we wrote that's on Spotify and Apple Music and stuff is called Stubborn Love. And that was actually primarily Kristen. And she had had this conversation with an older couple or something. And I mean, it was pretty much not a verbatim. Was it verbatim of what?
Yeah, it was exactly what he said. I mean, I was 16 and I saw this older couple holding hands, and I said, "Oh, what did you do to get to this point?" And he just looked at me straight up and he said, "Well, I loved her when she didn't love me, and she loved me when I didn't love her." And I was shocked at 16. I was like, "Well, that's not a fun love story. I don't like that at all." So I didn't think much of it. But when we you know, we're just completely floundering in our marriage. Those words came back to me. It's from all those years ago of like, oh, this is kind of what it is. It's not always fun. And it's really a lot of hard work. And so that's kind of where that song came out of. But I would say most of the songs, Andrew like lives and dreams songwriting. And I don't. and so he will come up with an idea usually and really work through it. And then I'll come in and be like, hey, let's change this word or this tune. So
do you, Andrew, do you sit down and, say, okay, I'm going to write for an hour a day, or I'm going to try to write an hour a week, or I'm going
to. Well, you also
just
have
when
to
you're
know.
Inspired, and then you just boom, you just.
We have four kids.
Well, we got four kids.
Yeah, I've got two.
So
yeah, you got twice as much going on as me, and I got a lot going on.
Yeah, so. And you know, day jobs and stuff, and so right. It's kind of just whenever stuff happens, I may play like an accidental.
Yeah, just a little lick, and you like it.
Oh, let's try that.
Uh huh.
So he'll put that in his brain, or put it even in like.
Do you write it down, or have a little
memos.
Recording
voice
thing
memo.
On your
my
there
iPhone?
You go.
On the way
memos.
To work,
I mean,
or whatever it is.
I probably have like 1,000 voice memos on my phone.
Right.
Just on, just always.
Okay.
Always on.
That's kind of like if he gets an idea, voice memo it and bring it
I'll
back like, after the kids go to bed, and then we'll
sentence.
Work on it.
Exactly. I'll think of a sentence while I'm driving, and then like hit record on my phone, and it's while I'm driving, so I'm just like. This is the meaning of life. This is, you know, I'm like, wow, is that depressed or something?
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's a lot of that.
All right. Well, I'll tell you, why don't we play another song? And then when we come back, we'll do a little rundown on what's happening tonight and tomorrow in town, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, everybody, it's Mike, and you're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. It's 89.5 FM. Once again, streaming on the web at KOPN.org. A lot of people are listening, by the way. I can see on my little map here. But at any rate, I've got Kristen and Andrew from the January Lanterns here with me in the studio this morning, and I'm thrilled to have them, and they're going to play another song for us. So without further delay, I will let them do that. What do you got for us?
This one's called Climb Down. Climb Down, yeah.
Simple times, simple towns, simple places scare me. This turn seems wrong, but you say it's the fair thing. Hands holding tight to the wheel, wanna let go. You say no, you say no, you say no. You say no, you say no, you say no. You climb down. Lowest place, you say that I'm here with you. You held my beating heart, don't waste it. You say, please don't leave me soon. Please don't leave me soon. Doesn't get worse. I cried in my car twice a day. Hope there's not a third. True words in my notes, but F-bomb to everyone though. You say no, you say no, you say no. You say no, you say no, you say no. You climb down to my lowest place. Stay. Don't waste it. You say, please don't leave me soon. You climb down to my lowest place. Say, I'm here with you. You held my beating heart. Don't waste it. You say, please don't leave me soon. Oh,
I love it. Had to be paying attention to that.
Yeah,
one,
quick
right?
ending right
quick
there.
Ending.
All right. That's the January Lanterns, and you're listening to it here on 89.5 FM. My name is Mike Hagan. It's Open Mic Radio. What a thrill to have you guys here. You're sounding great. You have some recorded material. Clearly, I've got your Spotify in front of me here. So let me ask you a little bit about where you record your material.
Yeah, so the first song we did, was actually in our kids' playroom. It was, I had a little cheap, audio interface to go into my MacBook and, recorded with Logic. And, we'd had a previous house and it kind of had a studio in there, and, we just moved into a new house. And so, we're actually, while we recorded our first song, we were working on completely refinishing a room in our house to make it a studio with double drywall and double walls basically, and just wanted to make it isolated. So our first song is very it's very humbly recorded. Mm-hmm. I guess.
But then our last single was recorded in our new home studio.
Yeah.
Well, I know there's some drums and there's some other instruments in that.
So there's a little more going on with it, and I got some help with strings from some people, and
I'd say every night Andrew and my dad would go down and work on the studio. My dad is a major perfectionist, and so and he's also researched recording studios to the nth degree.
Wow.
And
so you were able to do it in a room in your home?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a really big room in our basement, and that's why we bought the house, because it has an external entrance so that people can come in. So we were hoping that we can use the studio for a place for other musicians.
400 square foot room
to record.
Wow.
As well.
Fantastic.
So, and then mainly a space for us, but we would love it to be someplace where people would want to come and record their music. And
yeah, it's not really like a typical control room, tracking room scenario. It's just kind of one room. You just do it all in the same room. And so that's kind of the way we wanted it too. We didn't want to build a house build a room in a house. It's like, when you built a recording studio in your house, good luck selling it someday.
Sounds like a great place for a little home concert too.
So that's where we mainly do stuff now.
Before we talk about what's happening around town, you mentioned you have four children. Are they musically involved or not?
Well,
or are they old enough yet?
They're 7, 6, 4, and 3.
So they're approaching it, but
Our 7-year-old would join our band today if we let her.
Oh, yeah. All right.
She loves it.
She can sing her little heart out. And then the other ones, we just dance in our living room.
Yeah. the younger boys, so it's 2 girls and 2 boys, and the younger boys, I would say, they're just, it's kind of at that age where they, actually our 4-year-old loves going and playing the drums and stuff. I mean, that's just like tons of energy for him.
So. Oh man, that's something else. That's I love having a drum kit around.
That's like equivalent to go do laps, buddy. It's like, hey, go play some beats for
So yeah, we
minutes.
Hope our house can be a space of music and arts and just a place where they can literally go downstairs and pick whatever instrument they want and practice in the studio and
be as loud as they want.
Hopefully
that's
it'll
really
be their
cool.
studio as well.
You know, as a side note on that drum thing, I read an article years ago about a scientific study that was done, and they used the dude who played drums for the band Blondie. I don't know if you remember Blondie from the 70s, but they basically monitored his cardiac and everything while he played an hour and a half show. And they said it was remarkable. They said that these road drummers, guys that play the drums,
every day,
5 nights a week, they said it's the level of Olympic level athletes. They said their cardio was absolutely stunning. Yeah, it's really true.
That's why those guys need fans, and they need 3 sets of clothes when they play 2 hour sets or something, because they're sweating.
It really is true. They're remarkable athletes, actually, those guys and girls.
That's a good way to put it. Wow.
Yeah.
So who knows what our kids will want to do, but we're not, at the same time, we don't want to put pressure on them. It's
I agree.
If they gravitate towards it, great. If not, also great.
Yeah, it's nice to be able to have a bunch of instruments laying around, and that way they'll pick something up and say, I kind of like this, or I kind of like that.
So,
very cool. Okay, back to our friends, the January Lanterns, and we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on around town. If you guys hear anybody that you know, or if you have anything to say, just feel free to chime in, okay?
Yep.
All right. And I usually do this on the fly. I don't prepare for it. So it's usually kind of funny because I usually mess it up. SoCal Royale. This is tonight at the Blue Note, a tribute to the 90s West Coast scene. I was kind of into that. Sublime and the Chili Peppers and Weezer. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. They're missing Blind Melon. They were one of my favorites. I was really sad when they left the scene, or when their singer did.
I was really excited to see Weezer did a song on the new Frozen 2 soundtrack.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We're all into Frozen 2.
Who'd have thunk?
Yeah. We actually prepared a cover of Frozen 2, so for this morning. Well, but yeah, Weezer's on there. I was impressed.
All right. Well, you'll probably hear some Weezer tomorrow night at the Soaker. Yeah. I'm sorry, tonight at the SoCal Royale. Tomorrow at... Oh, let's see here. We got that, too. Tomorrow at the Blue Note, Jacob Bryant with Schuler Pranger. That looks to be a country show, in my opinion. And that's what's happening tonight at the Blue Note. At Rose, we've got, of course, it's the First Friday Happy Hour. And that's always the Fried Crawdaddies. And oh my gosh, that reminds me, I should say kudos to those guys and girls and everybody who participated in the last waltz last week at the Blue Note. What a performance and what a great production. Huge props to everybody that was involved and certainly the people that that produced that thing. And I know the Fried Crawdaddies were a big part of it. And they were down here last week and a couple of weeks before actually kind of promoting that show, but really, really paid off. And I must say that I was really impressed. I had a great time. And one of the people that performed is actually on the phone with me here. His name is Justin Hickerson, and he's normally playing drums around town, but he's a damn good guitar player and can sing too. And he actually played a little bit of Bob Dylan last Friday night. And I know it was a thrill for him. So we're going to say hello. Hey, Justin, I've got Kristen and Andrew from the January Lanterns here, but I wanted to say hi. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, no, that was a super big fun last weekend. And, yeah, Bob Dylan's kind of my hero. So anytime I get asked to do anything like that, it was wonderful.
Awesome. What do you got going today, my friend?
Oh, well, you know, just the regular Friday work thing this afternoon. But I'm planning on going down and checking out the happy hour at Rose this evening.
Yeah, that is going to be a fun one. That's the Fried Crawdaddies tonight. That's 5 to 7 down there at Rose. I think. Are you playing tonight? Because I know Dernley's doing something, I think, down at Fretboard.
No, Dernley's playing at Fretboard, and then the Daves are actually playing a pop-up show at Cooper's on Sunday at 1:30.
Great, great. All right. Hey, are you familiar with the January Lanterns?
Yeah, I think we've actually shared the stage.
You shared some shade with us.
Some shade.
yeah. We've just mingled, you know, in some shadier parts.
That sounds about right.
I think we played on the same stage at Roots and Blues this year. I played with the Daves, and I think you guys played one or two acts just before us.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, that was on my list. I was going to ask you guys about that performance back in September. So, all right. Well, a couple more things with you. What do you got coming up, Justin, other than the show down at Cooper's on Sunday?
A lot of rest. I'm just going to rest for the rest of this year.
You worked hard all summer. I know that, brother.
I did. It was a good summer. It was productive. But tomorrow, there's a really cool show at Rose and a really cool show at Cafe Berlin. So I'll probably be bouncing between the two of those. It's convenient that they're right across the street from each other.
Well, I know the Mighty Pines are playing with Molly tomorrow at Rose. But what's the other one you're talking about?
It's the Winter Ball. That's going to be Enemy Airship and Jowls, which are both local bands that are no longer in the area.
Oh, cool.
And where are they playing?
And that's at Cafe Berlin, and I believe Sissy Paycheck is also on that bill.
Yeah, I love Sissy Paycheck. That's Lou Nevins and his gang.
Yeah, so that ought to be fun. And then across the street over there at the Molly Healy show, my buddy Austin Wilson, who I grew up with, we were in like high school jazz band combos together. He essentially learned how to play the bass while I was learning how to play the drums. So,
awesome.
He's going to be playing with her. He just moved into town with his wife earlier this year. So it's always excited when, you know, old homies come jump in on your new local scene.
No doubt. All right, my brother. Well, it's a pleasure as always, and I'll catch up with you maybe later today, all right?
Yeah, will do. It was good to talk to everybody. Cheers.
Take care, Justin.
Thanks, Justin.
All right, see ya.
All right, that's our good friend Justin Hickerson, the Troubadour drummer. One of the hardest working drummers around town, as a matter of fact. He does a lot of work, and actually a really good behind that kid as
He's
well.
He's basically an Olympic athlete. I mean,
I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
Drummer see?
Thing,
yeah. All right. Okay, so as Justin mentioned, tomorrow night, the Mighty Pines with the and Mighty Pines are great too.
Yeah.
With the Molly Healy Band, and Austin will be playing tomorrow night as well. Let's see, tonight though at Rose, after the happy hour thing, we've got the Rose Risque number 14. Looks like we're going to have a little bit of, what do you call it? Burlesque. That's what it is. A burlesque show tonight at Rose. So if you're interested in that, you know where to go. Upcoming shows, we talked a little bit about what's happening at Berlin. Sharp the Nine tonight as well. As the show that Justin was talking about tomorrow, that's Yards and God's Winter Formal. That's tomorrow night at Berlin. That sounds like a lot of fun. Fretboard Coffee tonight, Jake Stone and Dave Dernley. And, you know, there'll be a lot going on in the Arts District. I'm not sure exactly all of it. And Monica maybe will give you a little bit of a rundown when she gets in here a little bit later. But you know, get on downtown. There's a lot going on these first Fridays. And it's a whole lot of fun. And I think the weather's going to be pretty cooperative as well. So last thing we'll say is the Roachport General Store. Looks like we've got Norm Rubling and his band are going to be playing tonight. Great stuff down. Have you ever played down at the Roachport store? It'd be a great venue for the two of you.
It would be.
We got to get you down there.
Yeah.
I live in Roachport, so I go down there a lot to see.
I have to shout out to the Lookout Farm.
Have you
seen them?
I have.
They're new in Roachport, and
all right.
They're awesome.
And you're friendly with them?
Yeah. Yep. There are some of our best friends, so we're really proud of them and what they've been doing down there.
All right, well, cool. Well, we got to get you guys a gig down at the Roachport store and they can come out for it, okay?
Yeah.
All right, and tomorrow night, OK Samaritan at the Roachport store. Two really good shows tonight and tomorrow. All right, we got about 20 minutes left of the show, and I want to get at least one more out of our guests here, maybe two. So let's get back to the January Lanterns. And Kristen and Andrew, and I will ask you, before you do another song, have you seen anything good lately that you like? Have you been to a show or two that you were impressed with?
I'm trying to think. Like, Four kids keep us home quite a bit.
What are you into when you're not doing your own music? Do you listen to other stuff?
Yeah. Oh, man. I wasn't expecting that question. I'm listening to so much stuff. My brain's just
I
totally
love Mandolin Orange. And we got to open for them at Roots and Blues. And so that was just a huge honor.
Thank you for bringing that back up. I wanted to ask you about your performance at Roots and Blues.
Yeah, they're some of our favorites. And we got to meet them, actually, which was just a huge honor for us. And they are just as chill and down to earth as they are in their music, which was really neat.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of my jam. Andrew, you listen to all sorts of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bon Iver just came out with an album recently, II, and love that thing. Just
really?
Listen to that. And I don't know. I listen to a bunch of stuff, but right
honestly,
now my brain is blanking.
For the past week, it's been Frozen 2 at our house.
It has
been.
Sadly. It's like the thing. What have we listened to most? Frozen
well,
2.
Right now.
Well, you got a Weezer song in there.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to get another one from you, too. Why don't you play one for us, all right?
All right, speaking of Frozen 2, we'll do a cover of Kacey Musgraves' cover of...
I like Kacey Musgraves.
Yeah, she's awesome. So this is All Is Found from... it's the lullaby from the album.
All right, cool. Well, you listen to it here. It's Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. My guests are the January Lanterns, and we're hearing some lovely music from them this morning. We're going to get another one right now. And whenever you two are ready, let's do it.
Where the north wind meets the sea, there's a river full of memory. Sleep, my darling, safe and sound, for in this river all is found. All is found when all is lost and all is found in her waters deep and true. Lay the answers and a plan for you. Dive down deep into her sound, but not too far. She
give those who hear, and in our song all magic flows. Can you brave what you most fear? Can you face what the river knows? Finally crossed, you'll never feel the solid ground. You have to get a little lost on your way to being found. Where the north wind meets the sea, there's a mother full of memory. Come, my darling, homeward bound, where all is lost and all is found. All is found, all is found.
Oh, yeah.
I had a little hiccup on the last note there.
It's all right. Not at all. It sounded just wonderful. And I'm thrilled to have you guys here. In fact, I think I'm going to not take too much time and see if you'll play one more. I think you've got one more. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
Let's do it, because that'll take us to about 10 till, and then we can chat for a few minutes before we wrap it up with...
That sounds great.
All right. Yeah, I want to get as many as we can in here, because I'm loving it. I'm planning on doing something. I haven't really told anybody about it, but I've got a lot of really good recordings now from the show over the last year and a half or 2 years or so. They're not all great, but in other words, you get a whole bunch of them, and you know what I'm talking about. You get a thousand voice memos, and a few of those will turn into really good songs, right?
Cool.
So my idea is to grab some of the best recordings that I've got here in the studio over the last year and put a little compilation record together and make it into a benefit or a promotional thing for the station or something, right? A couple of those earlier ones may be candidates. I don't know, but I'm loving what you're doing.
Oh,
so
thanks.
And I always say what a thrill it is for me to do this, because I get my own little personal concerts every Friday morning, and
it's
I'm
tiny desk.
It is, and I just feel really privileged. So I thank you very much for coming down and doing it.
Thank you.
I really enjoy your music. So let's get another one for the rest of the fans out there. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. This one's called Preacher's Room.
Can I have your phone? He asked why. I had to learn that the hard way. I drove on two lanes, but it looked like four. My kids watched me fall through the door. Hard times are coming, there might be more.
That's a beautiful one.
Thanks.
Tell me a little bit about that song. When was that one written?
Oh gosh.
That one was written. Ooh, that's a good question. I could probably look it up in my voice memo or something.
6 months to a year. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
All right,
that kind of details all the just trauma that we kind of been through, and it's one of those ones that will bring you back to a place that you don't necessarily want to go every time, but it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Need to remember.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. All right. What do you have planned for the future? Are there shows that are coming up you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, we've got a folk fest coming up with all the good folk bands in Missouri. That'll be at Rose Music Hall January 24th. Yeah.
And then we have So Far show, and which is where we found you, actually.
Yeah.
We saw their post when they were on here a while ago, I guess.
Yeah, maybe a couple months ago or so. I think it's Andrea and Erica.
Erica,
They're doing a great job.
They've
done some really good shows.
They are amazing.
So
yeah.
Do something with
We've
them,
been really maybe. Excited about them coming and just hosting So Far here in Columbia. Yeah. And then we will be a part of the CASA Voices of Columbia again, which we participated in last year. And they ask us to come back. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited about that. We're excited about the message that that is, that that'll bring, just raising money for kids in Columbia and foster care and going through just the legal process of what their life will look like. And so we really love that message.
Yeah, no, it's great. I do a lot of work with Rainbow House here in Columbia, and they don't get as much attention as they deserve. And I'd really love to see more awareness for what's going on at places like that. So good for you guys. Yeah.
And then somebody found us at Roots and Blues, wants us to come to Springfield, Illinois to do a show there. And so we're really excited about that possibility. Yeah. So
it's always kind of harder. We're kind of treading that water of we want to do like St. Louis, Kansas City. We want to do that stuff, but it's hard with our kids,
you know,
and like have to bring them along with us or find a situation. So that's kind of, we're in that point of where should we go?
I reached out to April Burney with the Burney sisters and said, how do you do this? Her kids are, you know, the Burney sisters are older, but, you know, we just have so much to learn from them. They're awesome. They're some good friends of ours.
And super talented as well.
Yeah.
Well, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah.
And then, so a couple of shows, and then really going to focus on recording.
Yes.
I've been kind of working on
an EP or a full length album or something like that.
Hopefully,
full length album.
Okay.
Don't have a release date yet for that, but that's kind of our focus for the next.
Right now, we have
a
producer that's going to come up from Austin, and work with us in our studio for. Hopefully, Andrew's going to take off a week of work in January, and that's the plan right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, the stomach bug may hit our house. And
you never know.
But that's the plan right now.
Don't even say that right now.
I didn't even think of that. Sorry about that.
I was like, no.
No, not that.
What about collaborations with other people? You have any aspiration, I guess, perhaps, to do any projects with anybody else around town that maybe you're into?
I'm ready.
Yeah, we're ready. You know, it's funny because I'm such an introvert, and so it's hard for me to get out, and I want to do those things, but it's just hard. And then our life with our four kids, obviously, I mean, I can't say that enough. It's it's just crazy.
Yeah.
But Andrew's a big extrovert, so he's ready to go.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're excited that we get to play another show with the Bernie sisters, and hopefully have them over to our studio soon. And yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds great. All right. One last thing. Contact information. If people want to get a hold of you, or sure, they want to book you, or they want to collaborate with you, totally, whatever.
So our email address would be thejanuarylanterns@gmail.com for any kind of booking stuff. Also feel free to reach out to us, Facebook Messenger, Facebook message.
Facebook,
I don't know anything social media. You should talk about social media.
Well, I think Instagram is where I kind of found you.
Yeah. Contact us on Instagram or Facebook. Or email, or a lot of people go through our website and submit submissions through there. So we also do a lot of weddings. Mm-hmm. And so we have a lot of weddings already booked for 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some Kansas City, St. Louis weddings. So we're excited about that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, keep it up. You're sounding great. And I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Well, we're so appreciative of you.
Yes.
We just love, I mean, it's so easy to talk with you. You are wonderful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Last question. I said it was last. It wasn't. Anybody I should have on the show that I haven't, that maybe you think I should invite?
You know, our friend Katie Bishook just starting out as an artist here in Columbia. Actually, great. Jeff City, you know, that kind of area. But she's
awesome.
She's really good.
All right. I got it.
Kate's Guitar, maybe on Facebook. I can't remember. But
I don't remember.
Yeah.
All righty. Yep. You two have a great weekend, and maybe I'll see you out and about tonight. I don't know. Maybe you bring the kids down to First Friday or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Awesome. Thanks so much.
Andrew, Kristen, take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
Fantastic. All right, everybody. That is the January Lanterns. You can find them out and about when they're not taking care of their four kids, making wonderful music in the meantime. I can tell you that, though. And I'm sure glad we had the chance to chat with them this morning. We are short for time, so I will tell you to come on back next week. I think Blake Gardner and the Farmers next week. So that'll be fun. I haven't had Blake here, and we're looking forward to having him and his band down and talk and play a little music for us like we always do. Stick around. You've got Speaking of the Arts with Monica Palmer actually today. Diana's on sabbatical, as it were. I wish Diana would have been here today. She would have really enjoyed the two of you. At any rate, she can listen to the podcast. Okay, so take care of yourselves, everybody. Enjoy the weekend. Be cool out there. Be cool to yourselves and other people. And we're going to hear one more from the January Lanterns on the way out here. This is a piece of recorded material, actually the most recent, I guess, right?
It's our single,
It's called All I Think About. It was released only a couple months ago. And it's a great way to keep your Friday going. Take care, everyone, and we'll be back with you all next week.
Rather make pennies and love you will than grow a money tree just to watch it build. Shooting for the moon but aiming low cause it's dark outside. Every memory that we made I'll use it later in the shimmer shade. All I think about, all I think about, all I think about. South Dakota, the only one at the devil's shoulder. Had Mount Rushmore to ourselves when it was 2 degrees. Next trip to the sea and back is just a way to laugh. Far away.
same. When you wake up, when you wake up, when you wake up,
wake up with you and your suffering, and your suffering.